T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You get up in the morning, you turn on the television, you turn on the radio, and what's the top story that you hear? Another shooting. McKeesport, Swissvale, the Hill District. It just goes on and on and on. Now, I don't have actual statistics. I'm going to say that up front about where we are in 2019 in terms of shootings in our area versus 2018 or 2017. But what I do know is there has been a lot happening on the streets. What's behind it? What do we need to do about it? Richard Garland is an assistant professor of public health practice at the University of Pittsburgh, joins us this afternoon. Hey, Richard.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
I'm fine. Welcome to my new home. This is your first time here on the radio with me.
It's the first time.
There you go.
It won't be the last time, though.
Well, I'll tell you what, if based on all this, the stuff that I see, what's going on, Richard? Why are we hearing about so many shootings?
So, I mean, just from a personal standpoint, you know, I don't think that folks really, really believe in funding. One of the pieces that we talk about is interrupters or outreach workers, where we here at public health look at it as a disease, like that violence is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And outreach workers, we look at them as interrupters, that they interrupt the transmission of the disease. So when we look at it from a public health perspective, you know, this is where, you know, we can't, law enforcement can't do this work by itself, nor can we do it without them. But interrupters play an integral part of interrupting that transmission of the disease, because this is men and women from the community who have a certain amount of respect in the community that can really get in between stuff.
So these are the people who live in the community. They go out there and they say, hey, Richard, you know better than that. Knock it off, kind of thing.
Right. You know, if there's different feuds that are going on. I'm not going to say that's gang stuff. It's more, I can tell you that money, drugs, and alcohol is at the foundation of many of the homicides and many of the shootings that we had today. Part of the, you know, I direct the Violence Prevention Project here at the Behavioral Health Community Sciences at the graduate school. So one of my projects is I see the gunshot wound victims that come into the trauma units. And what I do is actually offer them services. But, you know, really getting to the bottom of this, you know, is that we need people who understand what's going on in the community and have a certain amount of respect in the community that can talk to different people and talk them down from doing some of the stuff that they reacting to.
So that, you know, is, in essence, what an organization you used to be affiliated with, One Vision, One Life, used to do. And then what happened?
Yes.
The funding went away? What happened with that?
The funding went away. So that's the biggest thing. You know, funding. Right now in the city, they haven't had any outreach workers since December because of funding. They're working on trying to get the funding to fund organizations now to get them guys back on the streets. It's that we have to have really a concerted effort. You know, I don't think that some funders understand the need for continual funding. You know, this thing ebbs and flows. And when it starts to get to the point that it's getting to right now, you know, everybody wants a fireman. You know, it's not a fireman. You know, you don't, when we look at this disease, you know, it's the most underfunded disease model in the country.
Now,
tuberculosis, look at tuberculosis, how much money they put into that. Look how much money they put into diabetes prevention and stuff like that.
But not in violence prevention.
Not in violence.
So let me ask you a question, because you mentioned that the city ran out of funding in December, but it seems to me like just a couple of months ago, there was a big fanfare that the city was putting all this money into these Stop the Violence. I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the name of it. Is that money gone? Right. Has that dried up?
No, that money is there. I think right now there's some the politicians. They're trying to pick out what program that they're going to use to fund it.
I see.
So it's caught up in that bureaucracy. I can tell you my program, I had a couple guys out in the county. The funding ran out on Friday, so I don't have no more outreach workers. And right now, we have 32 homicides, in Allegheny County, 19 in the county, and 13 in the city. Now, the city's numbers are going down, but the numbers in the county is going up. And my guys, the guys that I have and me, we are working in those county communities, but now they're not, So where they were high on their different guys, trying to get them jobs.
Right.
My people have put on job fairs, basketball tournaments, just so that we can keep the community engaged and keep these young people engaged in doing something. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that we're doing something to try to keep the kids, keep them doing something. But we need to have them doing something positive.
Doing something. And summer's around the corner.
And summer is around the corner. That's one of the things that we're faced with.
That's a big red flag.
I never thought that I would be talking about, a basketball game, bouncing a ball has a big thing. But we have the community coming out to these different tournaments, watching guys and, kids, everybody playing.
And it pays off. Hey, Richard, we got to wrap this up, but the funding is certainly something that we need to continue talking about right here on the show. Thanks so much for at least sharing some insight today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.